Yes, sir.
Yeah, is this Grant?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Grant, this is Charlie over here at Local Slice. You spoke to one of my representatives earlier today, Giselle. You told her she was going to transfer you over to me, but you told her to for us to give you a call after 4:30 p.m. And I was just giving you a call back here, seeing if you had any questions on what you were talking with her about.
Yeah, sorry, man. Today's actually running a little later than I had planned. I'm actually still out at jobs.
Okay.
But yeah, I was interested. You know, I definitely want to get on Google. Yelp is, I don't know how they work quite, but you know, I've been going through them and, they started me whenever I first started with them. There was some promotion going on.
Sure.
So I was paying like, I don't know, more or less $700 a month.
Jeez. Okay.
Yeah. So it came out to like $15 a day.
Okay.
And, I was getting quite a bit of business. You know, it paid for itself. But, then they've, you know, the calls have slowed down. Telemarketing, you know, I get 30 telemarketing calls a day.
Okay.
And it's just, you know, business has slowed down. And then one of their representatives called me, saying that, hey man, you know, to get you in front of more, more clients and stuff, we need to bump up the budget or whatever. And he wants me to go to $69 a day. It came out to like $2,000 a month. And I was like, dude, fuck that. You know, pardon my language, but you know, it was
man.
Just,
I can see your frustration.
Yeah. So, I mean, literally from $15 a day for me as a starting business, you know, that's high. You know, so the $15 a day scared me, and now he wants $69
a day. Yeah, you're going to go bankrupt.
And, dude, I know, right? And
yeah.
I mean, the jobs, and granted, you know, jobs that I get through there just aren't a lot, you know? It,
sure.
They haven't been what they used to be, you know, and it's like little dinky, you know, $175 jobs here and there. It's like,
yeah, you're giving half away of your profit if you're doing one job a day at that point. I don't even know if you
exactly.
Can stay in business at that point because you have your costs for yourself, for your time. You got all your materials. You got your gas. You got your insurance. And
right.
Then
yeah.
What's left for you at the end of the day?
Right. Yeah. I'm
my dad's
starving
a small
to
business
eat.
Owner, so, yeah, my dad's a small business owner by himself. He's a one-man crew, so. I know budgets and everything like that.
Yeah, no, so that's how I am too, but yeah, the $2,000 is like, because it says like your total estimated a month or
right.
Whatever, it was like $1,900 and I just about shit myself and I was like, dude.
Yeah, that's a mortgage payment.
Yeah, so, you know, I even tried it, you know, I was like, so.
Okay.
Because he's like, you know, I think you're going to really be impressed with the customers that it brings in. So I was like, I'm going to try this for 1 week.
Okay.
You know, I think I did $65 a day. I was like, I'm going to do it for 1 week. If I'm not impressed, you know, and he's like, I'll give you a call next Thursday and we'll
okay.
See how it's going.
What
he never
happened?
Called me back. He never
wow.
Called me back. And, so I, you know, I was, and what I think he thought is that it's just going to slip my mind. You know, I'm going to go the whole month and then they're going to get their $1,900 or whatever.
Sure. Yeah.
So and then I was trying to explain all this stuff to him, and he's like, that's not how Yelp works. We don't do that to customers, or we don't do that to our clients. And I'm like, dude, what? So, yeah, I just got a sour taste in my mouth
gotcha.
About all that. And I just,
okay.
I want to get on Google, and I've tried.
Sure.
But for some reason,
hard.
It's, yeah, I don't know. There's some loophole that I'm missing here or there. But
no, you're not. It's hard. So in the last 6 months, Google has gotten very strict on who they let on as a company. They do want to make sure all the ducks are in a row because they want to make sure that you're a legitimate company and a legitimate person in the New Braunfels area.
Sure.
So it is harder for our customers here. I've had our customers try to get on Google themselves. You know, they just, we're just going to do it ourselves. Okay, that's fine. And they've called us back and they're like, it's been 4 months and we have not heard back from them. I was like, I told you.
Yeah. No,
we could have had
this
done already.
I've been in business for going on like 8 or 9 months now. And that
yeah,
was like one of the first things that I was like, I'm going to get myself on Google. So I get on Google, you know, that'll bring in my clients, and, you know, it just ended up being a lot tougher than I thought it would be. So that's why I kind of went the Yelp route, because they'd call me, you know, 15 times a day. They're almost harassing me at that point, so.
Yeah. So Google, like, so how it works with Google is they're never going to call you directly. So they handle accounts that are the biggest accounts of the world, like Johnson's Control, like Coca-Cola, Nike's of the world. Like, that's who they handle. We're a premier Google channel partner, so we actually have an authenticity badge on our website. There's 40 of us in the country that have that. Now, that being said, we usually handle accounts like yourself. So anybody from like a one-man crew, a startup, to like a 20 to 30-man crew, where we're able to get you on Google and on the first page for like a fraction of the price of what these other companies are paying for this stuff. So that's what we do. Now, for yourself here, I do see that you do have the Yelp, which is amazing. I know you're frustrated with them. What we do is we actually list you there on the first page of Google as an independent company, so people can just call you directly. Now, reason why Giselle did reach out to you is because we did have that available listing for programming. Once we do fill that spot, we do close that category. So it's exclusive because we're not working with any of your competitors. So with a third-party company, like a leads-generated-based company, like an Angie's, a Thumbtack, a Yelp, they're really good companies, don't get me wrong, but at the same time, too, that lead that you're paying $69 for is not only going to you, that is going to other people in the area that is doing the same services that you're doing. And at that point, now you're fighting for that. So it's like, I'm paying a high premium, I have to fight for the lead, and then at the end of the day, if I don't get it, I still have to pay for it. Which what we do is we just list you there at a flat rate month to month. That flat rate never fluctuates, and it's basically grandfathered in with you for the life of you being in business. We also do a paired service where we do a retargeting campaign through Facebook. So if you don't have a Facebook that is up and running yet, don't worry. We can help you build a business Facebook page. Now, anybody that does search your services on Google, we do retarget them in specific cities and areas. You're in New Braunfels. If you want to push up to the Austin area, that's fine. If you want to push down a little to the San Antonio area, that's fine too. You have a 50-mile radius to range from. I also understand you're doing a repaired service, so you want to make sure that you're not going too far out because it's got to be profitable for you at that point as well. Go ahead.
Sorry. Let me jump in real quick. So I actually moved to Spring Branch. So I'm like – a perfect spot right in between New Braunfels and San Antonio. So, that's my like, targeted area, I guess to say.
Okay, yeah. That's fine. Yeah. So, how it works is we're going to send out a PIN verification to you. It's going to come through the mail. The reason why, like I said, they're going to verify your company. They're going to verify that you're a legitimate person, a legitimate business in the Springfield Ranch area. Once you have that PIN verification, that's telling Google that you're like not a robot with a PO box and you're in the local area. Now, once you do have that verification that it is approved, which we help you, we walk you through those steps so it gets approved the first time, that's when you'll be able to be on for programming to the first page for all the services you provide. Now, it's not a flip of a switch, I will say. We're not a lead generation company, so it does take a little bit of time. It does take 30 to 45 days to get you onto the first page of Google for all the services you provide. That being said, that's why we do pair that up with the Facebook retargeting campaigns, because we can get you in front of your customers within 7 to 14 days of building that as well. We're basically building your foundation for you to have for the rest of your career. If you ever wanted to part ways at any time with us, we just part ways as friends. Everything that we build out for you from the Google, the Facebook, the listings, those always stay with you for the life of you being in business. So we actually hand those over to you forever. You get to keep your reviews on Google. You get to keep your Google business profile. We don't take any of that from you. If you were to like jump off of Yelp and you have reviews off Yelp, unfortunately you can't transfer those reviews. They take those reviews and they just shut it down. So with being on Google, you're actually being able to put that power back into your own hand for your own business at that point. Does that make sense?
Yeah. No, that sounds good.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Do you have a question?
Well, I was going to say, just to cut to the chase,
sure.
More or less, how much is this going to be a month?
Sure. So for the new in business credit, you actually get a reduced rate. What you're playing with Yelp, the regular rate is actually cheaper. The regular rate usually is $599 month to month with a $299 setup fee. Okay. And that's just at a flat rate. We do allocate $100 from the, Facebook ad campaign out of that. Now for your reduced rate, that drops you all the way down to just $348 month to month. Actually, let me see here what we have. Let me make sure that's correct for you. I want to make sure I get the best pricing for you. Yeah, okay. I'm sorry. It's $349, not $348. It's going to be $349 month to month. There is a one-time setup fee. Instead of you having to pay the $299 month to month for the setup fee, it's just a one-time setup fee of $99. So for the first month would be the $448, and then it goes $348 month to month after that. There's no cost per lead, cost per click, cost per call. We're not charging you for every customer you get. We don't take a percentage of it. The more profitable jobs you get, obviously the more profitable this campaign will be for you. And then you have everything built out for yourself. Okay?
Right. Okay.
Okay. You also do get customer support with this as well. So we're open Monday through Friday, Central Time, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. So you do have a account manager that will be able to help you. I also give you my extension that if you ever did need help with anything or you wanted to change anything or add, you could always reach out to us. You will always get a live agent here whenever you call in. We never leave you high and dry. So we're always working hand in hand with you so that way you get the results you're looking for. And then this does come with a website. So if you want us to build one for you, that is totally up to you. But we can build you a website. We would create the content for it. We would host it, manage it, and then also too, once it's done, we would post that onto your Google Business profile so that can be showcased on that first page placements. That website is usually done within 7 to 14 days.
Okay. And that's free of charge or that's an additional
fee? That's included in the price for the one-time fee of the $448. And then it's just, like I said, it's managed, hosted. If you ever wanted to change anything, that's included in the $349 as well month to month. You're not paying anything extra for it.
Okay. That's awesome.
Okay.
And so if I could also get what's the name of the business that you guys run on?
Our business is Local Splash.
Local Splash.
Yeah. Here, okay. I'm going to send you a text message right now. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. The text message is going to be a link. It's going to go straight to our pricing page, to our website. So it's going to read localsplash.com/SEO-packages. That's going to take you straight to the pricing page where it's going to say take control of your online presence. It's going to show you that we've been in business for 19 years and helped over 10,000 clients in our 19 years in business. And then what's really important is you're going to have that Google Ads partnership, that authenticity badge that I talked to you about in the beginning. That's where you'd be able to click that. It'll take you to a Google site that'll say Local Splash is a Google Channel partner. They meet all the requirements. That's going to be the highest tier you're going to be with Google, okay? Is with that partnership. Now, if you scroll down to the bottom there where it says SEO packages, you have four. I hooked you up with the best package as of for right now. What you're trying to accomplish is going to be the Platinum package, okay? That's what you're going to see where it says $599 month to month with a $299 setup fee. That's what you're going to get for only $348 month to month with only a $99 setup fee. And then okay. It doesn't say a website in there. I added the website in there for free because you have that new in business credit. It just cancels it out and just adds it to a package for me on my end here.
Okay. Cool.
Okay. Now, once we do secure the listing, like I said, we close out those categories so we don't work with any of your competitors. So Grant, I'm sure you'd like to secure this listing here. That way we can get you off of that third party, very expensive one and place you on Google as an independent company, and we can work hand in hand and start getting you some customers in the local area, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to send you a PIN verification code. That is going to come via mail. Now, you did mention that you did move addresses. I want to make sure it goes to the right address. What's the correct address that you want me to send that to?
Going to be 33300 US 281 Boulevardi, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Site 99. Or lot, site, whatever.
Site 99. That's fine. Site 99. Okay. And then the zip code is the 78163.
Let me double check on that. I believe that's right, though.
I think so. It just pulls it up for me with the Google.
78163, correct.
Okay. Now, I have a question for you. This is just up to you. I always like to ask my clients this before I make those changes. We do have a custom tracking number for you. So this is a... you're able to track everything here. So this doesn't cost you anything extra, but what it does is if we do put a tracking number for you on your Google Business profile, you're able to track where those calls are coming in from. So there's two main benefits to this. One, you're able to see location, which is cities and zip codes, where those calls are coming from. And two, if you're getting, like you were with Yelp, a bunch of spam calls or robocalls, you can let us know. We also have availability to track that and listen. We'll be able to block those phone numbers so that way you're only getting customers contacting you directly. Now, that's up to you. Or I can just put your regular phone number down, which is the 210-980-2778. Which one would you like?
I'm sorry. Can you repeat that first one more time?
Yes.
Yeah, the advantages of having it.
The advantages of having the tracking number is you're going to be able to see location of phone calls. So let's say you're kind of in the sweet spot of San Antonio and New Braunfels. Let's say New Braunfels is going crazy and you're getting a bunch of calls from there. We'll be able to track those calls that are coming from there, right? So you're going to be able to see where those calls are coming from. Also, too, if you're going to get a lot of spam calls, which you don't normally do, but people do call you, we can block those calls for you. If you have your regular number, you wouldn't be able to track or block those calls. You would have to do that manually for the call blocking at that point. We can do it for you with the tracking system. But it's up to you.
Does that give you guys access of my phone calls, like, essentially?
So it would be recorded, so you would be able to listen to those phone calls. Now, it's not when they call, like, let's say you and I are buddies and I call your regular phone number. I can't track that. But if they call through your call tracking number, then we can be able to track those calls in. Does that make sense?
Okay. So, yeah. So, like, once I meet my client, say, I could give them my business card and say, hey, this is my number, and then they
call
have
me from
my
there.
Real number instead of going through a third party
100%. Yeah. And those call tracking number, it's just for you. So you'll have a dashboard where you're going to be able to see all those calls coming in as well. It's just to also show you that you're getting clients that are contacting you and you're able to see and verify where the traction is happening from. So let's say New Braunfels is going crazy. We can say, hey, let's start targeting just New Braunfels right now and just populate you over there because it's popping off over there. We want you to receive the calls. That's why those are beneficial to you.
Okay. And say I'm still, you know, going through Yelp as well, then I could, you know, pretty much verify that that lead's coming through Google as opposed to Yelp.
100%.
Okay. And that's no additional charge, you said?
No, sir. That is in the package. I just like to ask first because some people are like, you changed my phone number. And I'm like, okay, well, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Like, it's a benefit for you, but all right, you didn't want to change. We'll change it back. No worries. So I always like to, I don't want anybody to get offended or get mad. So I always ask first. So
and
do you want to set that up for you?
Yeah. Well, sorry. I'll start with all the questions, but
no, it's okay. Ask away.
So is it just going to be one, like one number that's different and it stays that, or is it going to change every time someone calls, you know, like
no, it's going to stay that number the whole time.
Okay.
And it'll be a local number as well.
Okay. And I can always change that later if I'm not, if I don't like it for some reason.
100%. You could always say like, hey, can we just change my number, take the tracking system off and just put my regular number? You just let us know and then we'd make that change for you. Or vice versa.
Yeah, let's go ahead and start with that. And then if I want to change later, you know, we always can.
Yeah. I always recommend it.
Yeah. It sounds like a pretty good gig, so we'll give it a shot. What was your name again?
My name's Charlie. No, you're okay. Yeah, you could always remember me as like Charlie in the Chocolate Factory or Charlie Brown.
There you go.
So that's actually what they call me. At the office, they call me Charlie in the Chocolate Factory.
one of my best friends growing up was named Charlie, and I always, that viral video where he's like, I'm not really hurt, Charlie.
Yeah. I heard that one too. Charlie the Unicorn. Yeah, Charlie Boy. You name it, I got it.
Yeah.
Growing up. So, Grant's your first name. What's your last name, Grant?
Allen. A-L-L-E-N.
Okay, perfect. And then what's a good email address for you?
It's going to be GSA Repair Services at gmail.com.
Perfect. That is valid. And then for our records here to get a hold of you and then like to give you updates on the Google Business Profile, it's okay if we contact you at the 210-980-2778 number. That's fine?
Yeah, it's going to be the best one.
Okay, perfect. Awesome. And then for the services that you provide, Grant, what do you want to be found for on that first page of Google? What are the services that you provide? Are you doing, I mean, I know you're doing repair services, but are you doing like, actually, let me do this. Let me see. In New Braunfels, yeah. Your Yelp is still saying New Braunfels, just so you know.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not too savvy with all that stuff, so I usually just leave it up to someone else and kind of, you know, have them start it. And some
can help
do a great job, and some people kind of just half-ass everything. So.
100%. I hear you on that one. But we actually, when we do the popular listings, we can actually submit, I'm pretty sure, to Yelp to say, like, hey, he did an address change. He's over here now, just so that way, you know, you can be in the right area.
Okay.
So all the services that you provide here on Yelp, this is all the services you do, is that correct?
Yeah, pretty much. So whenever I started up, you know, I was like, I'm going to start doing everything, start with a really wide net, and then once I bring in the clients, then I can kind of bring it down to more of like a niche thing or whatever. So I've started to kind of get away from like landscaping,
okay.
Yard work.
Okay.
The fencing, I'll do like repairs on fences, but I don't want to do like 200 feet of fence because, you know, like you were saying, you know, I'm just a one man band. So
that's going to take you forever. Mm-hmm. Okay. That's fine. So small fencing.
Yeah. Like fence repair, I would say. And then, flooring as well. I'm kind of not really doing any of that.
Fence repair.
But kind of where I really shine that, like, I've kind of realized, because there's a bunch of handymen around here, you know, like,
sure.
I have a lot of competition, but where I kind of stand out from the rest is appliance repair.
Okay.
A lot of handymen don't, you know, provide that service, and
they won't touch it.
That's
yeah.
where I get a lot of my business.
Okay. So stoves, microwaves, dishwashers, washer, dryers,
right.
stuff like that?
Correct, yes, sir.
Refrigerators.
Right.
Are you doing any type of, like, water heater stuff?
I really haven't got a lot of jobs for him, but I've done like two or three. So, I definitely have it in my repertoire, but.
Okay. I just want to make sure.
Don't really get a lot of them, but yeah, I would do them.
Okay. Okay, gotcha. I'm just going to take a few here, and then my tech team, they're going to reach out to you and do an onboarding call. They're just going to verify and make sure, and then they'll ask you, for all these as well, just to make sure that they're going to populate you and program you to the first page for all the services.
Okay, awesome.
Okay, perfect. I just want them to get an idea of kind of like what you're doing at like, so that way they can make sure they come to the table either tomorrow or Thursday, whenever you want to set that up. So that way they're not just asking you like the same questions here. So, okay. Right now I got fence repairs. I got appliances, appliance repairs. I also got cooktops. I'll go through your right here as well. Now, it has right here home remodeling. Are you doing home remodeling?
Small jobs,
okay.
Not like it's a whole remodel, but,
closets and stuff like that?
So, like, for that, essentially what I'm doing is, like, move outs and stuff. So whenever, like, a tenant, someone's renting out their house or whatever, one tenant moves out before the new tenant comes in.
Gotcha.
I'll come in, I'll fix all the holes in the walls, paint.
Good apartment complex stuff for that.
For sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, that makes sense. Okay.
If you don't mind, if we could put like drywall, plumbing, and electric are another of my kind of heavy hitters.
Plumbing, I don't mind. I want this to be specific as possible for you. Electric. Okay. Perfect. All right, I had those down for you there. Awesome. And then let me just make sure I have everything correct here for you. And then we're going to do the website for you as well. So my tech team, they're going to reach out. They're going to ask you if you have a logo, if you have pictures, if you like before and after pictures. Also, they're going to ask you for, what's your colors that you would like to put on the website. Do you have a logo at this moment or do you not have one yet?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
My girlfriend, she, graduated college with a marketing degree. So, I kind of tend to use her for, a lot of that stuff. She's really stepped up to the plate. So yeah, she made me a logo, set up my Facebook page,
Nice.
A lot of that stuff, a lot of before and after pictures too. So that shouldn't be a problem.
Perfect. Perfect. Okay. Awesome. So we'll just use the logo to build the website as well. They're just going to add it on to that website for you. So you'll have that.
Okay. Great.
All right. Perfect. So, all right, Grant, for the listing here, how do you want to secure it? Are you going to use a GSA repair service credit card for the business or are you using a debit card or how does it work for you?
Yeah, it's a business debit card.
It's a business. So the card reads, does it read GSA Repair Services and then maybe like your first and last name on there? Is that what it does?
Yeah. Hold on. Let me pull it out real quick and double check. But yeah, and almost positive that's what it says.
Okay. And then do you have a middle initial on that card or no?
Let's see. Grant S. Allen. And then it says GSA Repair Services, LLC.
LLC on there. Okay. And then it's the same billing address as the 33300 US 281?
It should be, it might be under my old, we live in an RV, so we've moved a lot, but,
okay.
It might, I think that should be right, but that's where I want everything sent to.
Okay, that's fine. If for some reason it doesn't go through, we'll try the other address for you on that one.
Okay.
And then the card itself, is it a Master, Visa, Discover, American Express?
MasterCard.
It's a Master? Okay. And then for the card number itself, I'm ready whenever you are.
Okay. And just out of curiosity, what's being charged today?
So the charge today is just going to be the $448. That's going to be the one-time fee. And then it's going to go month to month after that, the $349.
Okay. And so
it'll be April, today's April 16th, so May 16th is when the next investment will come out, but that's what's just going to be the $349, month to month after that, no contracts.
Okay. So we're going to ask. 16th and 448 or 449, right?
448 on the dot.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
And
then I am going to set up a security question for you before I do charge the card. So I'm just getting the information here. And then I am going to walk you through a voice verification for the services we're going to provide. That's going to be sent to you in writing as well for the email that you gave me. Also, too, it's going to have the price in there. So that price is always going to be locked in for you. It's never going to jump up. So fortunately, we live in a world where inflation is very high. If it ever does jump on you and we raise those prices, you will always be locked in at that $349 rate. You would never have to pay the higher premium price.
Okay, great.
Yep.
And, that was my last question. Is this, like, if I ever want to get a hold of the company or you or, you know, for any questions or anything, is this a good number to reach you on?
So we're going to give you actually our customer service support number, so that way you can reach directly to the account executives that's going to be handling your account. So the account manager, that's who you're going to have access to on a daily basis. Also, too, I do give you my extension for my number. It's just going to be a direct line, but it's all in the voice verification as well. I give you those numbers there. That way you have those for your records. So if you did ever need to reach out to us at any point, you have that for yourself.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds good. And sorry, one last question.
No, it's okay.
You said how many days before, I guess, what were the days? You said like 7 to 14 days before I start taking on clients.
Yeah,
and
it's
then
a good
like
question.
30. Go ahead.
Yeah. So it's a process, right? So how it works, I'll work backwards for you. So 30 to 45 days is when you're going to be on the first page of Google for all of the services that you provide. So you provide a variety of them. So it's going to take a little longer, right? So the 30 to 45 days, that's how long that's going to take. So that's when you're going to start to see the maximum results happening. Okay. In 7 to 14 days, you're going to have your website done. And then you're also going to have your Facebook ads campaign done and running at that point. We also do in 5 to 7 days, we do popular directory submissions. So yes, you are with Yelp, but we make sure that you're on first page Bing, Yahoo, and also Apple. Those are going to be the most popular ones. Okay. Within 3 to 5 days, you will have your dashboard where you're going to be able to start seeing everything. And then within 1 to 3 days, we do an onboarding call. Now, me personally, Grant, I push my clients to do that onboarding call within 24 hours. Reason being, the faster you do the onboarding call, the faster we get going on this stuff.
Okay.
So,
okay,
yeah, so I always push within 24 hours. I don't like my clients to wait 2 to 3 days because I want to make sure that we're pushing that as fast as possible. You guys are paying for the first month, so I want to make sure that we're working on that ASAP.
Okay.
Okay. Which I actually have, let me see here. Yeah, I have a ton of times tomorrow that I can actually set you up with as well. As early as 9 in the morning, we can do the onboarding call tomorrow morning.
Okay, let's go ahead and if you don't mind, we'll go ahead and book me in for that.
Sure, I'll book that in right now.
Sorry, are you available at 10?
Yep.
Let's see.
10 is booked up, but I can do either 9 or 11.
Let's do 9. That's fine.
Okay.
And then if for some reason I don't answer, just call back at 11, but we'll shoot for 9.
Okay. I'll let them know. They'll always leave a message, and then they'll send you a text message as well.
Okay, perfect.
And then if they don't answer, they'll let me know. They'll say, hey, he didn't answer. And I'll say, okay, just try to call him back at 11, and they'll go ahead and do that there.
Okay.
Perfect. Let me see. I'm actually going to book this. Okay. Give me one sec, because I know we have a lot of – there's only one spot available tomorrow at 9 a.m., so I'm actually going to book this before I take your payment and do the voice verification, because I don't want that spot getting soaked up really quickly, because we do have other agents on the phone in other areas, and they basically go like three spots in 1 hour, so, and there's only one spot left, so I'm taking it.
Awesome.
Perfect. Okay. That just went into your email. That's booked up for you. So we have that secured. Okay. Perfect.
Perfect.
Awesome. Okay. I am ready whenever you are for the card number itself.
All right. Card number is going to be 5347111970133.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then expiration date?
826.
And then the security code on the back?
611.
Okay. All right, something happened here. Oh, man. Okay. You said your middle name has an S in it. Let me make sure this is
Steven.
Correct. Steven. Okay, perfect.
Three first names.
Yeah. Right. Okay, for some reason it's not letting me. Give me one sec. There it goes. This thing is so glitchy. If I just have a period in the address, it won't, like, accept the address. So, okay. I got it all set up for you there. I am going to set up a security question for you. Now, do you want anybody else to have access to this account? Like, do you want your girlfriend to be able to call on behalf of you, or do you just want you on this account and that's it?
No, we can put my girl on there because she handles a lot of, you know, this kind of stuff.
Okay. What's her name?
Miranda Richter.
Miranda Richter. And that's R-I-C-K-E-R?
No, R-I, sorry, R-I, like Rich.
Okay.
Rich with a T-E-R.
So R-I-C-H-T-E-R?
Yes.
Perfect. Okay. I'm going to put that there.
Yes.
Okay. I'll put her on the account as well. I'm going to ask you a security question here. This is just an added protection for you, so that's why I asked you that, because we never share or sell any of your information here, and I mean like any of it. So what we do here is every time we do call you, we are going to ask this security question. Every time you call in, we will make sure to ask it as well, because we want to make sure we're talking to you and you only. In this case, we will talk to Miranda as well. But make sure you let her know what the security, A, the security question is, and B, what the security answer is, because this is going to unlock your account. Okay, this is just to make sure that both parties are talking to the right people and nobody's in an account that they're not supposed to be in. So I have three questions. You can have one of them. I have your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which one would you like?
Let's do first pet's name.
Nice. I like these ones. Okay. What's your first pet's name?
Lacey.
Lacey.
L-A-C-E-Y.
Perfect. Was Lacey a dog?
Yeah, she was. She was a great dog.
When I hear Lacey, I'm thinking of like a lab. Was she a lab?
No. She was she was like a little mutt. She was a small little kind of lap dog, but we named her Lacey because whenever we found her at the Humane Society, she like, the first thing she went for is she loves shoes. So she like untied my mom's double knotted shoelaces, and then that's where we came up with Lacey. So.
That's hilarious. You know what would have been funny, and you guys would probably been rich, if she untied but then she retied them. That would have been a crazy dog right there.
Right. Would have gone viral for sure.
Yeah. The first dog to double knot your shoes.
That's genius.
Yeah,
I've seen
right?
the dogs that ride skateboards and stuff, but yeah, that's
super cool.
I'm gonna put that one on my next dog to do that one.
Yeah. It's gonna be hard with their paws, but
yeah, I think they'd have to do it with their mouth for sure, but I think that it's doable.
Yeah, if you can make it happen, please send me the video. I'd like to see it.
Keep you posted. I'll let them know it was your idea originally.
Yeah, I'll take full credit. all right, so I have everything set up for you there. Security question is the first pet's name is Lacey, so make sure your girl knows about that. And that's your girlfriend or your fiance?
Girlfriend.
Okay, girlfriend. Make sure your girlfriend knows about the security question, also too about the answer, because it will come up. And then I'm gonna put her as one of the references as well. I'm gonna walk you through this voice verification. This is only gonna take 2 minutes. It's gonna be sent to you in writing. And then once you have that, we're pretty much ready to go. I'm gonna finish up your account here, and then we'll be calling you in the morning. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
DSA Repair Services.
Perfect. And then please state your name and title within the business.
Grant Stephen Allen, CEO.
Awesome. And then you're authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
Correct.
Awesome. And then you're the authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Correct.
Perfect. Grant, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Please be advised you may receive you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. You will be provided a security question that is coming from Local Splash and not another company, okay, to verify that we are calling you and not another company. That's going to be Lacey, okay?
Okay.
Perfect. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay.
Just FYI, phone is easier to get a hold of me. I'm not the best with emails, but
okay. Yeah. Phone and text, maybe? Is that okay?
Yeah, definitely.
I'll put that on the preferred for sure for you. I do have a customer service number. Do you want to take it down right now, or do you want me to just email it to you?
No, let me, I'm packing everything up from my last job right now, so let me...
No
run
worries.
Back in. I was writing this all down on my laptop.
Okay.
Oh, we'll get that in there.
I know I caught you at the kind of the end of the day there.
No worries, man. I want to get this taken care of. So, okay, customer support number. Go ahead.
Okay, it's 877-635-6225.
All right, 877-635-6225.
Yes, that's going to be what my tech team is going to contact you on. Now, to get a hold of me is the same exact number, but my extension is 203. So if you ever needed to get a hold of me as well.
Extension 203.
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay. Yeah, I kind of like to deal with... You know, someone who knows me or one guy, so I'll probably, if I have to call, I'll probably end up asking for you.
Okay, that's not a problem. You'll be introduced to your account representative, though, too, so they will take care of you. as well. They're the ones behind everything that make it go round. So if you do need to get a hold of me, you're more than welcome to, and then I could always reach out to them at that point, okay?
Okay, perfect.
Perfect. Okay. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the terms of your agreement?
Yes.
Perfect. Yeah, you already let us know about the Yelp. So,
yeah.
Awesome. Okay, so your payment for initial term and account setup, which we were able to give you a reduced rate off of the original for the new in business credit, will be charged today, which is April 16th, in non-refundable amount of the $448. When the second payment is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 16th in the amount of $349. This is a recurring payment. Now, you may discontinue or pause your agreement at any time by contacting client support at the 877-635-6225 number. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I'm going to send you a couple of text messages. They're going to be welcome text messages, and also, too, you're going to receive emails. I understand you don't really do email, but it's going to put
it's the only way. I'll keep an eye on it for the next couple of days.
It's just going to put the, it's going to push the invoice over there, but also too, it's just going to give you a list of like, hey, send your pictures and stuff like that. My tech team is going to go over that with you anyways tomorrow on that onboarding call. So you don't really have to pay attention to those emails, but your invoice is in there with the full breakdown of what we're going to do. And you'll see like the money is all broken down as well, all the allocations of where it goes to. Okay. I do want to say everything did go through on my end, so I do want to formally welcome you to Local Splash Grant. We are like a family here. I do have an open door policy. If you need anything at any point in time, you can call me at that 203 extension. And then if I don't answer, please leave me a voicemail. I will get back to you within an hour of you giving me a call, so you have everything set there as well, okay? I did send you a welcome text message, though. You, no need to bombard you. I'm sorry if I do a little bit. There's going to come 3 of them. I just need you to do 1. It's going to say, Grant, thanks for choosing Local Splash. We sent a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file, and then there's going to be a link there. That's going to take you to the service agreement that I basically just read off to you. There's going to be 2 checkboxes there. One is going to be for SMSs, so we can send you text message, and the other one is just saying that you're the card authorization holder. You're going to type your name on the bottom, Grant S. Allen. You're going to hit confirm, and then it's going to take you to a login page. It's going to say username and password. Let me know when you get there.
I'm there.
Okay, perfect. This is going to be the tracking system. This is where you're going to be able to access your website, your Google Business Profile. You're going to be able to see all the bells and whistles behind the scenes of how well your campaign is running with like what you're being listed for, location of searches, and then also to that call tracking number. My tech team is going to give you that information tomorrow. They're going to give you the login information, and then they'll walk you through and show you all that. They're going to build it out for you, so that way when they call you in the morning, they have everything ready for you at that point, okay?
Okay. So don't worry about trying to make a username and password right now.
Yeah, don't make a username and password, because they'll give it to you for tomorrow. They have to build it for you.
Okay, perfect.
Okay, perfect. Other than that, we're pretty much done here. I sent an email to you as well for the Google Calendar for tomorrow at 9 a.m. I'm going to let them know if you don't answer that, hey, give you a call at 11, and then you guys can do the onboarding call at that time too, okay?
Okay, perfect.
Okay. Awesome. If you need anything, you could always send me a text message as well. You could always text the 877 number I texted you, and we will respond back to you with anything as well. You could say, hey, can you have Charlie call me? somebody will ping me and they'll be able to call you. Or like I said, if you ever need to call me, you have my email, you have my number. You can do that as well. All right.
Awesome, man. You've been great. I really appreciate it.
No problem, Grant. I appreciate you. I appreciate you giving us a chance here and helping you out. I know you've been paying an arm and a leg, man. I'm sorry you had to go through that. I wish I would have got to you sooner.
No worries, better late than never.
I
can't tell you how many phone calls I get a day, you know, asking about my Yelp account, and then they're trying to get me on Google. But I mean, I'm not trying to sound racist either or anything, but most of them, they sound, you know, they got that, you know, Middle Eastern accent, and it's just, I've been scammed before, and it's just, it's kind of, you know, so I just wanted to go with a reputable company and, you know, someone
For sure. Yeah, we're based out of the U.S., so we're actually based in California. Now, I mean, we do have a diverse variety of people here as well, but I will say we are based out of California and we do everything in-house here. So just so you know, you are with a U.S.-based company.
Awesome, man. I signed up for the voice activation so I could be you know, Alexa or whatever. Mm-hmm. I paid these people like $300 and then I got a phone call like a month later saying that, do you want to sign up? And I'm like, I should already be on there. And, no, you're not. So, you know, I pretty much gave them $300 and they didn't even do anything. So I just kind of want to make sure I'm with a reputable company, but
sounds like it. Yeah. Yeah. We actually used to do the voiceover, the Alexa, Google stuff, but, from our research, we used to actually, put our customers on like 60 to 70 directory listings. But with our research of being in business for 20 years, that only brought spam calls to our customers. And we were like, we're not doing this anymore. So we actually took it off. And a lot of people, they would actually say like, oh, well, I'm on Google and Alexa. I'm like, yeah, but if you don't have a Google business profile, no one's still going to find you because you have to have one of those because they give the top recommended companies that are on the local listing. And then people, I can almost hear them like scratching their head like, oh.
Yeah, right.
So when I do that, they're like, oh, I didn't know that. Oh, man, I shouldn't have bought it. I'm like, yeah.
Right. No, I didn't either. But and now that you mention it, though, I started getting a lot more spam calls after that. Mm-hmm. You know, I got signed up for that, supposedly. But, okay.
But we'll get you all squared away here, and then I'm going to get working here. So you have everything. I appreciate you, Grant. I do hope you have a great rest of your evening, and then we'll be contacting you tomorrow morning, okay?
Awesome. I appreciate it, Charlie.
All right. Talk to you soon.
Sounds good, man. Thanks.
Okay. Bye-bye.